Hey.
Hi.
Sorry. I never know which one of us is going to say hello first.
But it's usually you.
All right. Well, welcome to Lady and the Harlot Podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. We go alphabetical order here.
Right?
D goes first.
That's right. The D always goes first.
So crazy.
We all love that D. So.
Yeah. Give me that vitamin D.
That's right. I love it. Hey, vitamin D is great. I tell this to everybody. I'm magical.
Rainbows and unicorns.
That is my vagina. Rainbows and unicorns. Yes. Oh, so welcome to another week episode of Lady in the Harley Podcast. This week's topic, I'm going to have Miss Cheryl lead it because... I mean, we both feel very passionate about it. I'm gonna have her lead it because she has this quote that was on our page. And as you guys know, she's in charge of that.
I'm in charge of the post. You're in charge of communications.
Yes. communications of the people.
Yeah. You know, so we've been talking about like nothing but serious stuff like lately. So we decided to kind of switch it back to, I guess, the harlot side of things.
Yes, the harlot side of things.
So I know that we've both spoken about this in the past in terms of, you know, arousal, things to do sexually for your partner. So this is kind of like more of like, you know, how to boost your partner's sexual desires. Arousal.
Libidos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things to do, you know, because I think men, you know, have a type of
they have a warped perception yeah. of what the fuck we want, but
yeah, and you know, yeah. maybe because they watch porn they think mm-hmm. oh, this is mm-hmm. how it goes, and that's just not the reality of it.
Breaks my fucking heart.
Yeah,
it really does.
I know,
because especially when you see it like in the beginning stages when you're getting to know somebody, mm-hmm. kind of seeing where their mind is at, how they conduct themselves. And for me, right, mm-hmm. when I'm getting to know someone, And if the guy is like, oh yeah, you know, and girls and chicks, they use the terminology girls and chicks, I already know you're very immature.
Right.
Because I'm a fucking woman. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a girl.
Right. I don't know who the fuck you're messing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I already know that they're in that porn mindset of like, oh, well, I know what I'm doing. Especially when they start being real cocky about it.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I was with this girl once and I banged her out, and it's like,
yeah. But yeah. I think, you know, if you're really into somebody, mm-hmm. you kind of want to know what they like.
Right.
And I know that when I meet somebody at some point, I do have the conversation of, what are you into? Mm-hmm. What do you like? How do you like this? Mm-hmm. You know?
What don't you like?
Yeah. What don't you not like?
Yeah.
You know, just so to see if we're on the same page mm-hmm. of what we, you know, what we like sexually.
Right. Because if something's missing, we always talk about it. Something's lacking or something's missing.
Then you know what's going to happen.
It's not going to go anywhere, or you're going to end up cheating at some point.
Yeah. And you want to be compatible with the person that you're with sexually.
Yes.
You know, and the best way to go about doing that is to have that conversation and to be open and honest on the things you like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, and not to assume that your partner likes this or likes that, or right. assume that you're banging it out the park when it's like,
you're not. You're putting me to
wonk,
sleep.
Wonk, 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 wonk. Oh no, I thought she was going to do the other one.
It's a combination of the both.
Crickets, because I'm going to be right. silent.
He'll be sweating bullets, like thinking he's doing his shit, and I'm like.
Like David Chappelle. Remember the David Chappelle? Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Because you ain't right. doing nothing here.
I start thinking about errands that I have to run. I need to go do my nails, laundry. Yeah. After this shit is done, I'm going to go prepare mm-hmm. dinner. I'm gonna go finish myself off.
Because you ain't doing it for me. Yeah. Where's my toy at?
That's like the video that I posted or sent you, where the guy is like I don't know why it is that after, you know, I'm done, like women always want to keep go again. And then the guy made that song like, you're terrible in bed.
Yeah.
You're terrible in bed. You suck in bed. You
but that's true.
Right.
like the dude that I was dealing with.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I'm sexually frustrated. And he was just like, you know, we just finished having sex. And I'm just like, I'm sexually frustrated because you didn't do it right.
Right. You did not satisfy me.
Yeah. I wouldn't be sexually frustrated after the fact if you did mm-hmm. your part.
Mm-hmm.
And hint, hint to those men out there who nudge, women, nudge. Yeah, says, you know, they are sexually frustrated and they didn't get enough is because you didn't do your job.
It sucks though, because it's like you want to be able to tell them that, and they're the ones that actually like take the information and mm-hmm. they're like, okay, well, what do you need me to do? And they're really invested and want to do that.
Yeah.
Then there's those ones that get up in their feelings and you're like,
you know, I can't say nothing. Forget it.
We're done.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, because the next time you guys hook up again, he's going to be in his head of like, oh, am I doing this right? Am I not doing this right?
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very open-minded. Mm. You know, I want to know if I am pleasing you.
Yeah,
if
I want to know too.
If I'm doing it right for you.
Right.
And if I'm not, tell me what I'm not doing so I can correct it and right. do it better.
Right.
You know, and that's how it should be with two people who mm-hmm. are together.
Right.
You know,
exclusively together.
Exclusively together.
Right, because if I'm not your woman, I really don't give a fuck if I am or not, to be honest. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so like, that's how it, you know.
Like, what are we doing? Are we just banging? If we're just banging, then this is what it is. And if this is how you're going to bang me, okay, well, then it's not going to be a next time.
Which you've done before.
Which I've done many times. I've done that many times.
It's like, are we going to meet again? Well, no. I give you a call.
I got to reinvent the wheel. I have some videotapes to return.
Blockbuster ain't open no more.
I think I'm going to reopen a Blockbuster so I have videotapes to return. Yeah, it's like, happening again. No.
Yeah.
I told you guys my time is very valuable. So if I gave you a window of time and you've done nothing to impress me in that window of time.
Yeah. And I think another thing is, you know, a lot of guys don't know how to properly eat a woman out.
Mm-hmm.
Give head, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah. I told you.
For a woman, you
know? I haven't had many where it was like, wow.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Right. I think a lot of men just assume... You know, I think there's videos out there
mm-hmm.
where there's guys who actually demonstrate
oh, yeah.
on a peach or whatever fruit
yeah.
what to do. How about, I'm sorry, men, some of you need to take note of that.
If you watch porn, watch that.
And demonstrate and, you know, have, you know,
yeah.
imagine yourself actually doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to focus on one area. Not all over the place.
There's that video of that woman where she's dancing really funny and then on top it says is when he loses the spot or he changes up the speed.
Yeah, listen, you got to pay attention to a woman's body.
Yeah.
If a woman, if you see a woman really getting into it, you stick to that.
Right.
You don't say, okay, let me switch it up. And mm-hmm. it's just like, mm-hmm. why did you stop doing that?
Right. And then there's and also listen to her tone, because right. if she's saying don't stop, and if she's saying it aggressive, like don't stop, like
then don't stop.
Then don't stop.
Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but if she's saying like stop, like that really stop.
Just stop.
Just stop. Yes. Because if she's saying stop and very aggressive, like stop. And mm-hmm. you keep going, you're just going to piss her off and it's just going to ruin the mood. And
yeah,
you lose that feeling. And
but there's some guys that don't even do that.
They don't listen.
There's some guys that don't even like do foreplay. They just want to get into it.
Oh,
so you want me to just jump into it, satisfy you. And for women, it's mm-hmm. it's really mental. You got to get me into the mood.
Right.
My body has to follow along.
Yes.
And if my body isn't following along, then mm-hmm. it's going to be an issue
right.
for you.
It's like I told you, if a guy is going to be like, here's a check. I signed it, fill out whatever amount. Okay, fine. Then we don't have to do foreplay. I'll act like a porn star and act like I fucking love it. I could totally do that for you because that's what they do.
I know.
That's what they do.
Sorry, I'm not a porn star. Get me into it.
I don't do coke, but give me a line of coke and a fucking blank check and I will act like I fucking love it. That's what a porn star does.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need... It's so funny. Like, so
listen, I we all need.
I need, like I said, I need to hear you. I need to feel. I need a massage, really good foreplay. And then, the possibilities are like endless after that.
Right. Cause you got me into that space.
Right. But
set the scene, so to speak.
Yeah. But if you just
turn on the lights and light a candle. Right.
But if you're going to go straight to Pound Town, like I told Cheryl, if you're going to go straight to Pound Town, there's going to be some serious problems. And so like my ex, was always on this aggressive kick. And I don't mind that every now and then.
But to start, you want it to be like slow.
Right.
Nice and slow.
Like if we're if we're out, right, where the drinks are flowing and the vibe is good, right, and like I fucking want it, then yeah, that's fine to do that for that moment.
Right.
But to do that every single time, and let's say I can't. And it's like, you know, guys like variety. So it's also the same thing with women. We like variety,
right,
based on the mood. So if you guys are not connecting or vibing in that mood, and he's ready to fucking pound you like a jackrabbit, and you're like, can
which I've dealt with.
Right.
It's just like, oh my God, you fucking trying to kill me?
Yeah. your head is like hitting the fucking...
Now listen to me. I don't mind it sometimes.
I don't mind that
either.
Yeah,
I'm like, go ahead. But not all the time. It depends on the mood.
Right.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. Yeah.
Right. Right. You're in this loving space and he's like, you fucking slut. And I love you. And it just doesn't align.
Well, I don't mind the slut part.
I don't mind the slut part either. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we both got to be in that space.
Yeah.
You know?
At that moment.
We both have to be in that space.
Yeah.
If I'm mentally in like a field of daisies and you are in a fucking S&M club in your head, it's not going to match. I'm like, ah, The Notebook. And he's like, oh, Blade. Like, it just doesn't work.
Blade. Out of all movies you pick.
You know, the whole goth vamp party scene. Yeah. No, it doesn't align.
Yeah. So, so crazy.
I, you guys out there, I know, are painting those pictures in your heads if you have gone out there, but
yeah.
So I and I've had this discussion with my son because, you know, he's in that age, he's in adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is that, and even when we were kids, because the boys would talk.
Right.
They would talk. They would talk about, and we were, and some of us.
And they didn't really know anything.
They didn't know shit. They didn't know shit.
We didn't know anything.
Yeah, we didn't know anything. And you're in school, and then it's like, oh, well, you're not doing this. I'm doing this. Like, what's going on with you? And they're really not doing shit. They're doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
And then you get put into this place of like, oh, well, my friends are doing this, you know? So
I should
probably do this, right?
No, don't.
And then. And then
as I tell my daughter, you don't, when that time comes, which is a long time away,
you think it's going to be here before you know it.
No, but I do, I do say, don't have anybody push you or rush you to do something that you're not ready to
do. Right. Absolutely.
You know,
that's just, even as an adult, nobody should be rushing and pushing you to do something you don't want to do.
Exactly.
But when you're going through adolescence and you're discovering your body and you're discovering things and you see porn. Yes, I get it.
Porn is just make-believe fantasy.
It is. It's like Hollywood.
You know? Yeah. On a grander scale.
Yes. On a trashy scale. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Trashy grander scale.
Yeah. So yeah, when I had that discussion with my son, I had to have the talk. Every parent should have the talk. And I told him, I said, all right, number one, your friends don't know shit. And two, what you're seeing in porn is not real.
No.
And I'm telling you this, when the time is right and you find the right person and you guys have a connection and it's meaningful, not meaningless.
Mm-hmm. Porn is not a guidebook.
No, you need to have a discussion with your partner and ask them what they would like.
Right.
I said, don't come out the gate thinking that you need to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah.
And it's not like
that. And that you need to talk to her a certain way. She may not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't like that, then find the next one because your mom won't approve of her. No, don't. I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him that part. But it's just funny. But I had to have that talk with him. And, you know, I noticed it with the boys in our class. They would be talking and it's like, I know you ain't doing nothing.
No.
You know, and we were all going over to our other friend's house who had a hot box, so we were able to watch the Spice Channel like freely.
You know, because back in the day, you know, cable.
Yeah.
The cable boxes.
Skinamax.
You could put a chip in there or something like that, and you get all the channels free.
For free. Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, the cable company, they cracked down on that. So now we all got to pay.
No, you got Pornhub.
Yeah, now you have the internet.
Yeah, you have
back
the
then,
internet.
We didn't have that.
No.
You know?
Can you imagine if we had that shit back then?
Seriously.
Yeah. And it's funny because if you look at the timelines of shit, right, you look at our grandparents, our parents, us, our kids, the whole timeline of sex being put in your face is changed. So before it was like magazines and like nudie covers and all this stuff. It was actually like catalogs. A lot of guys would get off on catalogs.
And of then, women dressed scandally.
Yeah, like their bras. Like, oh, look at that bra, you know?
Which and is like nothing compared nothing to now. When we got into the 70s, it was just like, Playboy came yes. and then Hustler.
Yes, Hustler, Penthouse. And Penthouse. They went that extra mile. Yeah, they went that extra mile with like golden shower pictures and shit like that. And then like now, it's like our kids are desensitized, mm-hmm. you know? So I could only imagine what's going to happen when our kids have kids and what that's going to because look
it's
like.
It's right
out
in
there.
The open. You don't even have to. You just turn on MTV. Oh, shit.
I said you turn on Telemundo.
Yeah. Everything is right in your face now. Oh, yeah. Nothing is censored anymore. Mm-hmm. You got to like be careful that your kid turns on the channel and it's like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we need to turn that off. Because now things are so out in the open.
Yeah.
And what you see on TV, again, is not real.
Not real. So please, guys, have that discussion with your partner. And women, have that discussion with your partner.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to speak up and be like, no, I don't want to be
tied up. Well, I think that's the problem.
Or, you know, I think that women also feel like, oh, well, he likes this. And this is what they show in porn. Because women see porn and they're like, oh, well, I have to be this way. And then they get into that moment. It's like, I really don't like how this feels.
Right. You know, it kind of goes back to the show, How to Build a Sex Room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and each of these partners, each of these couples had like issues, mm-hmm. I guess, within their relationship. Some of them didn't, you know, some of them were on the same page, you know, but like they had to kind of like the black couple,
right.
for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the guy couldn't even talk dirty. You right. know what I mean? And then, you know.
Or like the one who thought that she was dominant and it turns out she's not into actual dominance. Like,
right.
She's more of a submissive and she likes certain things that are dominant, but right. it's like different intricate mm-hmm. roles
right.
or things, tasks or things that go into that role.
Right.
So when Melanie Rose puts them in these situations,
she kind of helps them.
Yeah. She
get more
she,
out
she
of
She kind of molds it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you like this, but you don't like that. Like right. you like to be spanked, but you don't like to be tied up or whatever right. the case may be.
Yeah.
So you have to have these discussions and people have to really be comfortable with exploring themselves.
Mm-hmm. Because especially as a couple. Yeah. You should be able to explore and mm-hmm. to feel comfortable with one another. That's the purpose of being in a relationship, mm-hmm. to let your guard down and be free to be you.
Right.
And if whatever that may be.
Yeah, and if you can't, then...
That's a problem. You got to work on that. Yeah.
Yes. Are you going to read some literature?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we've posted different things. You know, lately we've been kind of goody-goody with talking about...
Relationships. Actual mental... Yeah. The mental portion of relationships.
Which I think we've been... both dealing with majority of the time thus far.
Yeah.
But when we first started, it was more on the sex-based thing.
Mm-hmm. Because Cheryl was fiending.
Yeah.
Now she's not. She's satisfied.
No,
so she's
I'm always fiending. I'm just on a little bit. It's a little bit lower.
If she was a man, her balls are leveled and she's thinking logically instead of not logically.
On a high. Yeah. I was on a high. That's what happens when you don't have sex for a while. You kind of like...
I guess. I don't know.
She's a maniac. You go into that
phase. She's dancing like she's never danced before. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So I try to stay up to date.
So crazy. So, you know, we had done this meme, you know, some time ago. This is like going back to July. So it's not that long ago. July of last year. So it says, a woman is very easy to please. Just pay attention to her details, her body language, sounds, movement, tone, places that make her jump, which I don't think your men are doing. Just keeping it real. You know what? Because I think men pay attention to
themselves.
They're selfish.
Yeah, they think about
you know,
themselves.
There are a few men that do pay attention to ladies, mm-hmm. you know, but then there are those men that, you know, are more focused on how are you going to get me off.
Yeah.
More so than we both need to get off together.
Right.
I think that's just the problem that a lot of people have when it comes down to sex.
I think the thing that bothers me about the guys that are like, oh, I'm going to go down on you and I'm going to blow your mind. But then they really are not.
No, because they don't know what to do. They think they know what they're doing and they don't.
Yeah.
Hence them being all over the place.
Right. There was the anonymous messages on Instagram
right.
thing that I do every now and then. Actually, I do it a lot because it's so funny. The messages that I get, I actually respond to at least 90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually inspired a few of my friends to do the same. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends, she's like, she did the confession one, right? So I answered it. I put down like, I've faked many orgasms with lots of men because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Which I've done. Right. I've done that too.
Right.
What woman has not?
And she's like, oh my God. And so then I wrote her, I inboxed her. I said, I guess you liked my anonymous message to you. And she's like, that was you. And I was like, yeah, I knew it would make you laugh. But come on, you've never done that. And she's, I don't know.
I think it's harder for women to orgasm.
It is. It takes a minute.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Especially if the man doesn't know what they're doing, if they're mm-hmm. not doing it right.
Oh, well, right now I had somebody challenge me.
I know.
So I had to explain to him, because he's young, that there's a difference between actually coming and having an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Women they don't always have orgasms, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of men think that it's the same. It's not the same.
It's different, yeah.
You know, there's certain glands that will make a woman, I guess, the female ejaculation, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean that an orgasm comes with it. Mm-hmm. And when women can't explain, like,
the
what
difference.
Or explain what that feels like, that means they've never had an orgasm, mm-hmm. right? So I had to explain to him that there's a difference. And so he's like, well, I always make you have one. And I was like, this is true, you do, but doesn't happen every single time. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I could do it in, I think he said 8 minutes. That was the first time that he said, oh, I could make you do that in 8 minutes. And I was like, yeah, nah, that takes time.
Yeah, it does take time.
I said, you can make it's me come one, in two, eight. Three. Yeah, you can make me come in 8 minutes, but I don't think you can make me have an orgasm in 8 minutes.
No.
He's like, shoot, I could probably do it in five.
Oh,
like, and
gosh.
I was just like, oh, here we go. You know,
you're about to lose this challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So we haven't done anything since that conversation, but mm-hmm. it's just funny to me because that's where his mind is at. And that's where a lot of guys' minds mm-hmm. are at. Like, I'm going to make her have it. I'm going to make you come. Okay. Yeah. You can make me come. Doesn't mean you're gonna make me have an orgasm.
Right. And don't think pounding woman to death is
going
to
get
her to that point.
Right.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
There's a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Caressing, stroking, talking in her ear,
kissing,
you know,
breathing.
Kissing. Yeah, there's just so many things because, again, for women, it's on a mental mm-hmm. state. Mm-hmm.
Make me get out of my mind.
Right.
Which is very hard.
Yeah.
I got like 1,000 thoughts constantly.
Yeah. But when I'm in that moment, I'm not thinking about anything besides what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, you know me, I love drunk sex because I don't think when I'm drunk.
Who does? You're in a
I do love it, but I don't want to do that all the time. I want to be able to do that without alcohol.
Right. You want to be able to just do it just naturally.
Yes.
Just go on that natural high.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, guys, please read up on stuff.
Yeah.
It's not.
Set the mood. Think about your lady.
Yeah.
And then
you'll really feel like the fucking man because you did that.
Yeah.
You know,
and then listen, if you please your lady, right, then guarantee she's going to please you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I know I would.
Yeah.
You get me to that point. Okay.
Like, I'm buying you a house. I'm cleaning your car. I'm cooking you dinner. I want to do everything for you, you know. But no, there hasn't been that many that have done that. I'm thinking back here.
You're thinking all the way back.
Thinking back. My first love, though, no joke. My first love, and he was like my first, you know, everything pretty much. Mm-hmm. He was the one where I had my first orgasm. It wasn't the first time we had sex, or the second, or the third, or the fourth. It mm-hmm. was like, I think it was like 2 or 3 months in. And then that happened. And I was like, oh my God, this is what they were talking about. And then I remember telling him, like, whatever you did, you got to do that again. Like, I was just like, oh my God.
Shaking.
Like, yes. Like,
I'm having convulsions.
Like, oh my God. you have to do this again. Like, I was very demanding on that.
He's like, what? I don't even know what I just did.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you see, it's very hard for me to have an orgasm with the guy on top of me. Usually I have to be on top of him, but he did it when he was on top of me. So it was kind of like, wait, what? What is this? Can you make that happen again? Like, what is it that you just, he's like, I don't know. I just, you know, he was like clueless.
He just did it.
I don't know. Yeah. And then when I found that, oh, it can happen like several different ways. We were constantly
at it.
Involved. Yes.
Yeah.
Having entanglements.
Entanglements. so crazy. Yeah. I mean, the good thing about the guy that I'm dealing with, he's very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely. And he's very involved where he's like, whatever you like.
Whatever you like. He's like the woman in Coming to America.
No, yeah, he's all about pleasing. Mm-hmm. And that's good. Mm-hmm. Compared to men that want you to please them, you know? And those are the type of guys that I've dealt with, which is a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Instantly, it's just like they pull down their pants, like, oh, give me some head. And it's just like, hello.
Right. And if I do this, what do I get? A new guard.
Then hell yeah. Then. Okay, here we go. Yeah,
a new Louis Vuitton bag. Okay.
Oh my God, yes.
That's okay. Pull your pants down. That's fine.
Screw Louis Vuitton, Chanel.
Oh, okay.
Step up.
I don't know. I'm not a handbag person.
You know me. I love my handbags.
If it was always a thing of like a guy pulling his pants down expecting me to give him head, and I'm just like, whatever. Like, no. Like, what about me? Right?
If that was that was the last one, the one before. Right. Where it was like instantly, and he's it was like, just
okay,
like,
okay, darling.
Why you always gotta do the voice?
Because like I think of him, and that's the voice that comes to mind.
<It's> so crazy. It's like the typical like white guy voice.
Because he's a typical white guy.
and we're not saying this to insult anybody, but this is like he's like the typical like
businessman, proper
East Hampton yes, type dude. You know,
yeah,
like yeah, kind
very
of dude.
Cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like that. Yeah. You know, so that's where the voice with you comes from, I guess. Yeah. He didn't like doing that. It was like, you know, I had to talk to him.
Yeah.
I had to have this conversation with him to say, you know, how about we do this and that? And then he got up in his feelings and was like,
why don't you find yourself a younger man? You're laughing because that's what he said.
He said that when I said, I'm sexually frustrated.
Yes.
Yes. He said that. Like, why I find myself a younger guy? Because mind you, he's 16 years older than me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But there's 16-year-older guys that freaking could lay it down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, hey.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So,
but what I was getting at is if a guy came to me, he'd be like, I got us VIP passes to this concert in the Bahamas. Ouch. Yes, pull your pants down, please. I will gladly blow you.
No, listen, I don't mind. I love doing that.
I love doing that too, but I don't want it to be a thing where it's expected.
You expect it, yes. Where you're
every fucking time.
Yeah, where you're constantly expecting me to do it.
Yes.
Then it becomes like a turnoff.
Right.
Where I'm not going to even enjoy doing it.
Right.
You know, and sex should be fun. Like a chore.
Right. And I don't want you asking me.
Yeah.
You
or
know?
Expecting for me to
unless
do that.
Unless I say, tell me what you want.
Yeah.
If I say that, like, tell me what you want,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, by all means, tell me what you want. But
yeah.
If I'm not saying that to you, don't be like, hey, I want you to da 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 da. Like,
yeah.
Like
it's like usually it's a given. You don't have to fucking tell me.
Right.
Like,
let me get to it when I get to
exactly.
it. Exactly. Get that shit out of my face.
Just imagine if you did that shit. Imagine you drunk.
Smack.
Like, oh wait, what the fuck is going on here?
Get that fucking shit out of my face.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
It's just so funny. You'd be like, this is some crazy bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not into this type of kinkiness.
Oh my God. I mean that's like a woman. If a woman did that shit, like, all right, what the fuck you waiting for? It ain't gonna eat itself. Like, and he smacks it out of her face. Get that shit out of my face. Like,
oh my God. I think, you know, every guy is different. Every woman is different.
Yeah.
You know, I do expect certain things if you want to get me to that place and to turn me on and for me to get aroused.
And do you actually genuinely give a fuck that I have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Because like I said, a lot of guys just don't care. They just want, they're just doing what they're doing to get what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I remember with my ex, he was just like, did you come yet? Mind you, we didn't even really get into it. And already he's asking me, did you come yet? And I'm thinking to myself, like, are you fucking serious?
You know what gets me upset? You know what gets me upset? You know what grinds my gears?
What?
Is when it's obvious that you had an orgasm and they're like, well, did you come? Like, did you not notice my body convulsing and I couldn't speak?
But then you have the audacity to say, oh, right. I make every woman come, but you can't tell.
Right.
If I'm coming.
I hate that shit. You know, or for instance, you made me squirt. The fucking bed is soaked. Did I make you come? No. No, I
this
just have
is
a,
what I do.
I have a secret spray bottle behind my back and I just sprayed the mattress. Like, why are you asking me? It used to piss me off because my ex used to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I did.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't enough. That proof was not enough. What else do you need?
That means he's not really paying attention. He's not really focused. No. That's what I think.
Right.
Because if you're focused, you'd be able to know.
You would see it. Yeah. You'd fucking see it.
Yeah.
It's on the mattress.
It's all over.
It's everywhere. It's on your wall. Seriously. It's on your wall. It's on me. It's on you. Like, why are you asking me? Did I? Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like you hear me in that moment telling you that's not enough. Like what, why? Oh my God. I'm so glad I'm not together with this person.
Right.
I'm aggravated in this moment. Just thinking about that. Why the fuck are you asking me if I did? You should know that if I did.
Right. Yeah. When I think back to the ex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sex wasn't like tiresome. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for that I did have to like go drink a little bit to kind of get buzzed.
Oh, look at this bottle of vino.
Yeah, just to kind of like get me into.
Yeah, like just so you can think about Henry Cavill back then.
Yes, because I was fantasizing about another man, which I know a lot of women do, and men do the same thing.
Think about someone else. Yeah. I don't like having to do that.
I don't like doing that either. I like to be able to look at the person mm-hmm. who I am having sex with and then just look at them.
And know that
it's you know, them. And them.
Yeah.
Not let me close my eyes and go into my own fantasy world. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately the person who's on me is just not doing it for me anymore.
It kind of sucks though, because if the person is not doing it for you and then you're thinking about someone else, then it's almost like you're putting that fantasy of that person with this shitty sex that's going on in front of you. It's like this,
you know, right? Because with him, it was just like, it was, the focus was him,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day.
I mean, the focus was as and the ex before him, the focus was him, but in on a grander scale.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then he didn't come normally. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's like, come normally.
Yeah, he didn't.
What's come? All right. So let's define what's.
No, okay. let's clarify it because, yes. You know, listen, I like when a guy like comes on me, you know,
right,
and stuff like
that.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that either.
Right.
I don't mind you coming in me, on me, or whatever.
Right. But my rules, I do have rules, not in my eye, up my nose, in my hair.
You can come in my mouth.
You can come in my mouth. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I just don't like it in my eye or up my nose or in my hair.
So crazy.
Everywhere else, okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. But I like it when we're, I like it different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Either you want to jack off and do it, you know, or you want to, you know, we're like getting at it and you pull out and you do that or whatever it is. But when it's a constant thing of one thing only.
Yes.
And the only way you can come is by jacking off only.
Only, yeah. That's
a little bit of a problem for me.
Cuckoo.
It's not cuckoo. I mean, that's he just couldn't come any other way. You know,
I mean, he had a kid, so obviously he did come up in someone.
Listen,
so.
I don't know.
We don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe
after you know, that, maybe after that, he just started with the let me jack off and come on her. I don't know.
You know, for every when you get to a certain for some men, you know, it gets harder for some men to.
Mm-hmm. The older they get.
Yeah. To come, you know, and, you know, ass play or whatever it is that you kind of mix and intertwine to get somebody to get off, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you got to do to get this person off, or he got himself off technically.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you were like the live blow up doll in that sense.
Yeah. Technically, you know, and it's just, you know, I'm not trying to like you know, get on him when it comes down to that, you know, because to each his own. But it does get boring after a while to this is it became like this is what it was every single time.
Yeah.
So it gets bland when you can't change it up and do something different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's like very he was very strict with not wanting to try or do anything new. You know what I mean? Like.
Because at the end of the day, all he cared about was coming. So yes. It was like, I don't care. We'll do the exact same thing as long as this is the end result.
Right.
You know?
You know me. Like, I'll like, I could change it up.
I love dress changing up. It up. Yeah, dress up.
You know.
Places.
Yeah, we can do, you know, role play, whatever it is to kind of, you know, lay down the scene of, you know, what we're going to do. Whatever it is. But it should you should be able to do things a little differently. Mm-hmm. From time to time where it's not redundant.
Right. Like, okay, well now he's going to do this and then I'm going to do that. And then this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we are done. And it's
it felt like that. Seriously. Yeah. Because we couldn't, it's like we had to do this first before we did anything else.
Yeah. Right. No dinner. Remember sex before dinner because we don't want the stomach to be all fucked up.
Yeah. You know, part of me sometimes gets that, but at the same time still, you know, sometimes it's fun to do things sporadically.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like with the guy that I'm with, it's like a fucking breath of fresh air. like seriously.
Sometimes we have sex in between dinner and dessert.
Yeah. You know, as I said, it's a breath of fresh air to deal with somebody who's on the same page as you mentally and sexually wise when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to find.
Oh yeah. It really is. I wonder if he had the talk, like did his parents have the talk with him or the one you're with now, or if it was something that he just explored and found his way.
I never asked him. I should ask him that.
You should ask him that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been asking guys that question, and a lot of times the parents didn't have to talk because they were too embarrassed to have the talk. So they found their way via porn or talking to friends, which, like I said, they don't know shit and these people are getting paid. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And education is key. So,
it is key.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you, though?
What do you mean, what's going on with me?
Miss Dagny here, she's like on a new venture.
Yeah.
Into the world.
I mean, I'm fucking single, so I can do whatever the
ready
fuck
to
I
mingle.
Want. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just kind of like whatever comes my way. However the stars align, we'll see.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, men, pay attention to your ladies, her body language. Pay attention.
Yes.
And women have to do the same thing. It's a give and take.
The more you know.
Yeah, it's a give and take. You know? I feel bad for people who haven't. There's a lot of women who haven't had an orgasm.
I know.
And experienced that.
I know.
And know how it feels.
And they've been like in marriages for 20 something years.
Yeah, and don't know.
And then when you ask them, they're like, I guess so. I think I have. And it's like, no. No.
There's no guessing. You just know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So either you get that vibrator, that toy, something to get you to that point. I don't know what, but, you know, I think.
And a lot of guys don't like to use toys. So.
Which is crazy.
Which is very bothersome.
Yeah. You should be able to want to try different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they think like, oh, aren't
use
I enough?
Use the cock block. Like, you know, the cock vibrator. You put it on the little ring that goes on the dick and then it gives you that sensation vibration.
Yeah, but it's like, aren't I enough? I should be enough.
No. It's boring. It's boring.
You're enough, all right. You're annoying.
I think it's all about exploring, you know, exploring.
Right.
Exploring each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get to know each other more on a deeper scale, you know?
Yeah. So are we wrapping this up? I think we should.
Okay. It's okay.
But yeah, guys, take notes, talk,
mm-hmm.
talk to your partner, ask them what they like. They should be asking you what you like.
Mm-hmm. Vice versa.
And you guys pay attention to each other.
Yeah.
If you guys could watch porn, you could watch a YouTube video on how to
Both of you should be watching porn together. I don't understand why there's some women who get upset when they see their man watching porn. Like, what's the fucking big deal?
Because they're like, oh, then he must be thinking about them instead of me.
And you know, and those are women that are very, no offense, very insecure.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you know, they're not fucking the woman that's on the screen. They're going to be doing you.
Right. And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, they won't be having to think about the other woman in the screen.
Right. Or watching porn to begin with.
Right. Just you be his porn star.
Yeah, exactly.
End of story.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's been fun. Please share your stories with us and let us know. Did your parents or anybody really have a talk with you? And how'd you find your way?
Right.
And
are you open with your partner sexually to be able to tell him or her the things that you like and don't like?
Here's a dealio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Is it just bland?
Oh, bland pasta.
Yeah.
No sauce.
No flavor. And we all need some flavor in our life.
Yes, we do. Not butter and fucking salt.
Butter and salt.
So you can reach out to us at gmail.com if you want to give us an in-depth explanation.
Detail of your story. Yeah.
Or if you want to just kind of start the conversation with moi, Dagna, on Instagram, you can, because I will respond.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl will not, so please stop asking which harlot are you talking to.
Because it's Miss Dagna over here.
Because it's me.
I'm the one that does the post.
Yeah.
And then Miss Dagna responds.
Yes. And that's how that goes down. So you can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. We have all of our episodes up at ladyandtheharlot.com.
Yes. And if you like what you hear, what do I always say? Please leave a positive review, because by doing that, that helps us grow.
Yes.
Tell your friends, tell your family about Lady and the Harlot.
Yes. And with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
Thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. The